Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
I have a download from heaven, and a long, very long visitation today. And I've been in this cloud and on the floor, and, you know, I've had a lot of revelation explode inside of me. And you know how it happened? I cried out. A few days ago, I cried out. And I said, Lord, what's my problem? I need a breakthrough. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I'm asking you to help me. And that was it. And I can tell you the day that I said that, it was the Saturday that Holly was preaching here in Swinghurst. And I felt a little off edge. You know when you're sharp in spirit and when you're not? And I was feeling a little foggy. So, Jesus is so wonderful. He always redeems, he always heals, and he always brings forth the promises. You know, whenever there's a battle, there's always breakthrough. Do you realize that? If you're in a battle right now, contend for the breakthrough. Don't look at what's going on around you. Contend for the promises in God, because he's already spoke your promise into existence. And it's up to us just to align with his will. But meanwhile, the enemy is holding up flashcards and signs and billboards. Look this way. Don't stand there. But if you focus on Jesus, if you cast your cares on him and focus on him, he will lead you into righteousness. He will lead you, because that's who he is. He's righteous. And so there's really no work or effort involved. It's just the heart, the condition of the heart. And then we speak what the word says. And then we have a manifestation. So, I am not holding back tonight, friends. I can't, because it's all him. It's all him. I got nothing. So here's the thing. God's got an agenda for tonight, and I got to see it. And how it happened was, I got to back up. So the enemy's a jerk. We all know that. And he tried to take me out. And I don't know why he does not understand that the resurrection power of Jesus Christ lives inside of me. He's defeated. And so I had a battle with an infection, and it was a blood infection, and it looked scary in the natural. And I was battling, but I was proclaiming God's word, but I didn't get to the tipping point. So my tipping point was the ER room late at night. And what happened after that was, when I came home, I slept for 2 days. And when I woke up and was coherent, I said, there was that growl inside of me. I've been robbed, I've been robbed, and I've been robbed. Lord, this isn't right. I'm asking you to redeem the time that was lost, and I want it sevenfold. And that was my prayer. And that was, I think, a couple days ago. The day, I've been really laying around and resting, so I don't even know what day it is. Actually, it's Wednesday. So I wake up this morning thinking it's another average day in the household, and I drink my coffee, and then I come inside, and I was going to just start to go, like, look at the computer, because I really haven't been on it much because I've been not feeling great. And all, the Holy Spirit said to me, come pray for 20 minutes. And I was like, oh, okay. So I go sit down in the living room. Actually, I paced for a little bit, and then I was like, wow, you know, charge in the atmosphere. There's a lot of stuff going on. And I was praying, and then I went into a vision, and I started to see Swinghurst Room tonight. And I started to see what was happening in here tonight. And it was so wonderful. And so from there, he gave me, like, I had to, like, try to write it down, which I thought I would share my notes with you tonight. Ripped page. Half a page. That's the kind of morning I had, and it was wonderful. And so, you know, because I had to write down the songs, he said. I had to write down who was helping with the camera tonight, who was going to take offering, who was going to do announcement. You know, Because I don't know what he's doing, but I saw all that, so I'm not getting in his way. And so, but wait, there's more. He's so generous.
Yeah.
Do you know him? Do you know him? If you don't know him, you need to call out to him. And just ask him into your heart and ask him to show you truth. He'll never lie to you. He'll never hurt you. And he'll never forsake you. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're missing out. And I want to tell you why. Because God created you in his image. God created you in the image of God. He breathed his destiny and you were conceived. You have a purpose. You have a purpose. You have a purpose, I say, and God is calling you tonight. Will you hear him? Will you say, yes, Jesus, come into my heart. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Baptize me with signs and wonders and fire and gift and boldness and anything else you have for me, Jesus. And if you do that, you're on your way to eternal life here on earth. You get to spend time in the King of Kings, in heavenly places, yet walk on earth. And some of you might think that's peculiar. Well, let me tell you something. I'm only doing what I see my Father in heaven do. I'm only doing what the Word of God says to do. And we're going to start to see. We're going to start to see a shaking. We're going to start seeing a shaking. And it always starts in the house of God first. If you're waiting for the world to come into order, I'm just going to tell you something. You're watching the wrong channel. The channel is called B-I-B-L-E. Did I spell it right?
Yeah.
Messing with you. You know, sometimes people have a religious spirit and they're like, no, I'm going to tell you something. If you have one tonight, it'll be gone. Okay? We have enough Pharisees and leaders who think they have everything together and you know, they blow a cloud of smoke and nothing comes out. We have enough of that. There's a remnant that is looking for the power of the living God. Not by might, not by power, but by his Spirit. And what we have is a bunch of counterfeits and crybabies. I'm just hearing it. I'm releasing what I hear. Who are playing church. I'm going to tell you something. You've done great damage to the body of Christ. But you know what? We will move on and advance the kingdom for his glory. We will rule and reign on earth as it is in heaven. It's coming into place as we speak. It's coming into place as we declare. It's coming in place as we seek him in the secret place. I saw tonight new assignments. I saw clicking of positions. I saw stuff flying off you. Earlier tonight, I welcomed the angels to minister. I asked the angels to wake you up to their presence. And no, we don't worship the angels, but we work with them. Hello, they are a spirit being. Would you rather work with angels or let demons work with you?
That's good.
Ouch. The choice is yours. You can justify or you can join in the army of God. And he's calling you tonight. Amen. He's calling you. See, no more play in church. No more play in Christianity. What's happening is we're being separated. We're being separated. The chaff from the wheat. The tares. We're all going to go through the fire. Because we must be purified. The fire is not a bad thing. You have to go through the fire. What happens when you go through the fire is you put your eyes on Jesus. And when he says come, you come. And when your flesh rises up and says, flames to the left, flames to the right, Jesus will always tell you it's all right. But you've got to go to him and you've got to stay focused on him. Because the enemy's the one trying to trip you up and get you to look and then forget where you were. Has that ever happened to you? You ever been walking in God and doing what he called you to do? And the next thing you know, you're in a ditch, you know, because you had a skid out, because you made a stupid mistake. I see it all the time. Here's the thing. God does not judge us like that. He doesn't say, oh, you blew it. You might as well stay in the ditch. He goes, prodigal one, come home. Oh, prodigal one, I've got a robe. Hey, let's have a dinner. Hey, how about my ring? What, you're going to let me have your ring? He trusts us because he made us in his image. And some of you in here looking at God through the wrong lens. You're looking at him as a judging God. Listen, judgment has been placed. Judgment will be fulfilled. But it's not our job to judge him whether or not he's judging us. That's a lie and a game from the enemy. God's gospel is very simple. Love God, love yourself, love your enemies, love your neighbor. What? I'm not going to love those ones that are rioting right now. I'm just going to tell you, there's a way to love where you don't join in. There's a way to love where you go in the spirit and pray and unhook the forces of darkness that are operating through those pawns. Thank you. Hallelujah. So God is using an imperfect person to deliver his message.
Amen.
If you haven't figured that out, okay? And why does he use me? Because I said, here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart. Here's my life. I'm a mess. I'm asking you to do whatever you want with me. Oh, change that? Okay, I'll die to that. Oh, okay, what about that? Oh, that's an idol? There's a process of the walk of the Spirit. And we all have to go through it. You can go slow, or you can delay, or you can say, Lord, help me. Jesus, help me. I'm calling on your grace. I don't know how to do this. See, in the natural, we don't know how to do it. He has to help us. And so today, oh, man, I wish I could share some of the stuff. Should I provoke you to jealousy?
Yeah.
Provoking causes change. Oh, it does something to the heart. I want that. I want that.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting. Oh, I see. He's stirring you up. You feel that? You feel the excitement right now? You know who that is? Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. He's like, come on, come on. Just think of a little go-kart, you know, revving, or somebody in a car. Vroom, vroom, vroom. God's about ready to let her rip. Now, I know that's not, I don't know what's that, but I can tell you what it is. It's about to be a smoker. Here we go. Hallelujah. Today when I was praying and I was seeing all this stuff for the meeting, then I started singing to him how wonderful he is. And I should have known something was up when I heard the trees worshiping God this morning when I was outside. But I was still a little dull at that point. And I thought, oh, that's so beautiful. The trees are worshiping the King of Kings. And then, I went in and I started just singing to him. And I remember some of the words that, see, I got them from the Holy Spirit. I would hear them and then I would sing them. And some of the words were from pieces of songs, but then it was intermingled with, you know, revelation that was being released, and it was so wonderful. And the next thing that happened, Jesus told me to stand up and go lay down on the floor. Good luck with that. I couldn't get out of that chair, and two angels came. You can believe me or don't believe me, I really don't care, I'm just speaking by the Spirit. The two angels came and they helped me up. And I laid down on my stomach and began to have severe jerking and laughter and some deliverance. Let's just be honest. Don't we all need deliverance?
Yeah, yes.
I had some false belief systems tucked way deep in the crevice. Mm-hmm. And I would just, you know, every once in a while get a word out. And it was so awesome. And I remember thinking, I know these angels. I've seen them before. And I hadn't seen them in a very long time. And they were They were the same angels that when I was worshiping at one of my older houses, they tackled me and stuck me with a vial of joy. And I was like, back then, and I could feel like the joy being shook up inside of me. But what entered me was a deep blanket of peace. And I was just like undone, and it still am, and I don't ever want to come out of this. And so, I got up after I don't know how many hours, to be honest with you, and I sent out a text to have people take care of some of the helps here tonight, and went right back in for some more. And I'm telling you, I really feel like God's not playing around. Mm-hmm. And if you're serious, he's got you. Now, I'm not after the signs and wonders and a goosebump. I'm after him. And there's a place you can go in him. It just reminds me of Psalm 91. Mm-hmm. There's a place in him where nothing can touch you. And that's not a place you can abide there. And how do we get there? Trial and error, truthfully. Because what works today won't work tomorrow. I've tried to repeat. Okay, I sat. Oh, that was the other thing. I'm sitting in this chair. Out like this. And all of a sudden, I have a flash of being in that chair before. And I look down. I'm like, this is my old prayer chair. I used to have a blast in this chair with him. And I was like laughing. There's a lot of fun times with Jesus in that chair. And so as I was praying, I was laying down again. And then I would get up for a little bit. And he would tell me to do something. And I'd do it. And, he had to pick my outfit out for me early because there was just, I was not in a condition to do that. And how I drove here, I'm really not sure. But I know it was the assistance of the Holy Spirit. I wasn't driving reckless, but I probably was doing 40. No need to go fast. So his cloud of presence is in here tonight. And the funny thing is he's healing right now. I've seen people get set free just from their laughter and just from the joy of the Lord. And, he gave me a few things to release tonight, and I'm excited about that. Let me just tell you. And here's the cool thing. There is no distance between the person in front of me and the person at the camera. I have seen people get healed. Watching a revival. I've seen people get healed. I've seen body parts grow out after somebody was at a service and brought it home. The cloud followed them. They were steeped in his presence, and their whole house got transformed. God's able to do so much more than we think. And right now, I break off every limitation, every expectation and false expectation that the world has put on you. That the fallen world has put on you. And I release you into your destiny. I release you into the arms of Jesus. I release you right now by the Spirit of the living God. Come into your position in God. Come into your position in God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So there's healing in the room right now. I don't know if you're aware of that. There's pretty much anything you need is available. Okay, here's a word of knowledge I got earlier when I was on the floor, and I was like, Lord, I don't memorize numbers very well. I'm the kid who had to write my locker number above my locker, okay? Whoever has a balance in their checking account of $17.76, God's got a word for you. Are you in the room tonight, or are you on TV, on screen, or whatever that thing is? Who is it? Anybody in here?
There might be people that don't know.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Here's this thing. The Lord told me Actually, I saw you know that you have $17.76 because I saw you fretting over it. You're very concerned. And the Lord said, He is your provider, and He is making a way right now. Right now. He has your way. He's making a way right now. So whoever that is, come and testify. Send us a message, because I know that was straight from the throne. God cares about you. There's somebody in here. I've seen so much today. I'm trying to get the order from Him. Hallelujah. Okay. There's some, I don't know if it's more than one person, but there's someone in here who has bad teeth. And I saw the Lord touching His mouth and giving you His teeth. Now, how does that work? I don't know. But take it.
Yes.
Take it. If that's you, take it. I remember one time I was at a conference, and there was all kinds of miracles and signs and wonders. And I believed them all except for the one. The one. And the one that I didn't believe was actually God positioned that person to be in the row right in front of me so I couldn't miss it. Oh, Thomas, who I was. Okay? Here's the thing. They called out instantaneous weight loss. And I thought, oh, gosh, God doesn't do that. Surely, you know, where's my Pharisee hat and my and my religious spirit, you know? Oh, God wouldn't do that. Why not? Why not? He cares about our bodies. He cares about everything. And I, as soon as I saw it, right in front of me, I saw the waistband of that lady shrink. I saw her have to hold her pants up. I repented and started running. Not away from Him, but everybody was running. I thought that was stupid. I'm running too, because I don't know what's going on, but I don't want to miss any of it.
Amen.
God knew that was going to be my stumbling block, and He set me up for that day. Because I believe everything that He says, except for weight loss. I just couldn't, you know, why would He do that? I couldn't get it, but oh, I get it now. I've seen it, and I believe it. Are you struggling with weight right now? Let's deal with it. Let's deal with it. Do you believe that God can do anything? Do you believe He cares about every detail, every hair on your head?
Yeah.
Spirit of gluttony, go in the name of Jesus. I break your hold and I break your power. Loose out of here and never touch any blood-washed believer again in the name of Jesus. I just saw a lot of stuff leave. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. We receive it.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's the thing. Take it. It's in here. Take it. If you need it, I receive it. I receive it. You know, it's called engagement.
Yeah.
If you engage, it will mess with you. Because He loves to take us past our natural and into the supernatural. Because we were created to live supernaturally. We were created in a perfect state until the enemy tricked Adam and Eve. I'm waiting. I learned about the fig tree today. I can't share it, Yucko. There's more to the fig tree than meets the eye, let me tell you. I was in the garden today, and I saw it when it was perfect and beautiful. And I saw when Adam and Eve covered themselves up, used it to cover themselves up.
Wow.
Jesus, he cursed the fig tree because it had no fruit. I was waiting to see if I can go more. He says you're not getting it. Okay. A. Here we go. In the garden state, everything was perfect and everything was pure. The enemy tempted Adam and Eve, even Adam, to eat from the fruit. And he challenged them. Now, they walked in communion with the Father, every day, talk to them like we're talking right now. They could smell them. They could touch them. They could hang out with them. And then the enemy, who was jealous, decided to deceive. So we did. And the first thing Adam and Eve, when their eyes were open to good and evil, the first thing they saw was they were naked. So they grabbed some fig leaves to cover themselves. Because they entered death, so to speak, their perspective changed. So their logic for grabbing the fig trees, the leaves, wasn't that great. They made a mistake, more than one. But God in his kindness, you know, he had to kick them out. But in his kindness, he clothed them with proper clothing. It wasn't what God wanted, but it was God's best at that time. Years go by. Jesus sees the fig tree out of season. It's out of season. It's supposed to be producing fruit, but it's not. It's kind of like some of the churches. They're out of season.
I get it.
They're supposed to be producing fruit, but they're not. So he curses it. This is just after he made wine, I think the day before or a couple days before. I don't know the exact. So anyway, he curses it. And they're all astonished. You know, they saw the wine get created. And it was the best of the best. He curses the fig tree. It withers and dies at the root. Not at the leaves, at the root. The root cause. He dealt with the root cause. Now, they covered themselves up. I'm going to try and do this without going into some weird conspiracy theory, because it's just what I saw today with the Lord. And please, I am not one of those people that... Truthfully, I don't care a lot about politics. I care about our country, and I care about protecting our country and our rights that our forefathers fought for and prayed on. I do care about that. But I don't care about if you're wearing a mask or if you're not wearing a mask. I don't care about stuff like that. But here's the thing. When I went into this vision today, I saw the covering up. Covering up covers evil. I was like, what are you showing me? Now, you can run with this and go, oh, they're evil, they have masks. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying there's an agenda. There's a spirit behind this. And if you're caught up on whether or not someone's wearing a mask, you're missing it. This is bigger. There's a spiritual war going on. The kingdoms are colliding. And if the enemy can get you divided on whether or not you're wearing a mask or not, you're taken out. See, there's a scripture that says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So, if I'm like, you got to wear a mask, or you better not wear a mask. There's a way to win this. You go in. You go in to the spirit, and you pray. And you pray in tongues until you get the package. And for every one of us, it'll be different. Some are called to break the strongholds in the realms of darkness. Some are called to take out and defeat the enemy through prayer and proclamation. Some are called out to sow into the ministries that are on the front lines fighting the battle in the natural, but really in the spirit, because they're getting their plans from God. See, God wants to prosper us. That's scriptural. God wants us to be free in him. But kind of like Egypt, you know, I don't want to be mean, but a lot of America has turned their back on God. And many, many idols. You know, we know idolatry brings a curse. Now, God did not bring this. Let me just say that. God is good. But our actions sometimes cause the enemy to get a foothold in. That's why strife is so dangerous. It causes confusion. God has a purpose and a plan, and he will bring us through this if we faint not, and if we continue to focus on him and his plan, his assignment that he's given each one of us. And it's not going to be by the flesh. The power of the Spirit of God will move through and will be agents of change. Some will be well known, most won't be. Most will be hidden intercessors who got called at 3 a.m. to do their watch. Others will be grandmas who are babysitting their grandkids, and all of a sudden there's a spirit of travail that comes on them, and they yield to the Spirit. For too long we've ignored. Too long we've ignored the call. We justify, well, I can't see him, so maybe he won't know that I'm not doing it. Listen, he created you in his image. He breathed his life into you and created you to be created by your mother. He knows you intimately. He knows the hairs on your head. He knows the fuzz in your belly button. He knows the hair on your toes. He knows about the toenail that you got to trim that keeps going crooked. He knows about it all. All of it. There are no secrets from him. And some of you are putting like a bag over your head and saying, well, can't see me. You're wondering why you can't hear? Come back into his presence. Come back into his presence. Here's the cool thing. He doesn't punish you if you stray and come back with a repentful heart. My daughter, my son, let's sup together. He loves us. The world is the one that tries to punish. The world is the one that causes harm. And the world was dominated by the enemy. But remember what Jesus did at the cross, by the cross. He defeated the enemy. He took the keys back. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. And then he says, behold, I give you authority to trample over all the works of darkness. Not your neighbor, not your sister, you. So some of you are getting your marching orders tonight. Some of you have them, but you just ignored them. You're like, I'll do it later. Mm-hmm. First I got to do this. Mm-hmm. Then I got to do that. Oh, my kids are calling. Oh, you know, I got to balance my checkbook at $17.76, which God knows about. Here's the thing. You're called. You're marked by God. See, when you said yes to Jesus, he meant it.
That's right.
He meant it. He won't break his word. And so there's a shaking going on because there's going to be a separation. Because, you know, I think it's Timothy that talks about, Paul tells Timothy, you know, watch out. It might be James. Watch out. There's hidden reefs. Hidden reefs, hidden rocks in your church service. The enemy's not stupid, okay? He is stupid, but he knows strategies. He knows what works. But here's the thing. The jig is up because there's I really feel like we're in the last days. Do I think we're going to go home tomorrow? No. But we're at the tipping point of the beginning of the last of the last of the last days. How long will that last? I don't know. I don't know. Do I think it's going to be this week? No, I don't. There still has to be some things that take place. But here's the thing. This is the preparation time right now. Get your oil lamp filled. And I remember preaching this 2 months ago. Don't get taken out by the scheme of the enemy. Let me just tell you something about social distancing. I don't see the rioters doing it. I don't see them yelling at the rioters for linking arm in arm. The agenda is bigger. Don't get caught up on the small stuff.
Yeah.
Get caught up in the glory cloud. Mm-hmm. And then watch from above what's going on here. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to see the strategies of the enemy. And the Holy Spirit will give you stuff to pray on or speak out loud. You're hidden agents of Jesus Christ. Every one of us is an ambassador. Mm-hmm. Listen. Ambassadors don't get opinions. They don't get to voice their opinion. I don't think we should wear a mask. We better wear a mask. You know, that's the enemy. And that's the flesh. And that causes destruction. That causes all kinds of problems. It'll also lead to rebellion if it goes far enough. Now, God can turn in a second If my people, who are called by my name, repent and turn from their wicked ways. We saw it in the beginning. Remember when they closed all the football fields and basketball fields and soccer fields and, you know, no sports, now no movies, and then no going out to dinner. You know, listen, I got to tell you something. We're coming into a season and we got to get ready. If you're still worried about not being able to go to dinner or bowling or whatever, I don't know if they do bowling. If you're still worried about that, you need to fix your gaze on Jesus. Shut the media off and fix your gaze on Jesus, because he will lead you and guide you in all truth. There's so much lying out there. Nothing's true except for the Word of God.
Amen.
And I'm going to say it. We need to start more fasting. Media fasting.
That's right.
You're being, that's the word, inundated, isn't it?
Inundated.
We were just talking about that. They make fun of that word because I can't say it. And was that it or is it a different one? Anyway, we are being bombed by the media and their agenda. And if you even watch this stuff for a little bit, it's seeds that get sown into your mind. And then all of a sudden it's 2 in the morning and you're waking up going, hey, I'm scared. No, you're not. That's a lie. In him you live and breathe. In him you're protected. If fear is knocking on your door, tell it to go. Take authority. Behold, I give you authority. Here's the keys. Kick them out. Here's the thing, friends. If you're waiting for your neighbor or your spouse to fight your battle, that's out of order. That's out of order. You are to guard your temple, which belongs to Jesus. And he's calling you to a higher place, but you got to move. You got to make choices. And if you struggle with backsliding and front siding and sideways siding and all that, one day you're on fire for God and then 2 weeks later you don't even remember. If you struggle with that, I'm going to tell you something. That's a foul devil that's tormenting you. Tell it to leave, even if you don't see it. Tell that thing to go. I remember one time I was struggling with shoulder, like in my back, like a shoulder thing, and I really thought something was wrong. I knew it was the devil. I'm like, I couldn't see it. It was behind me. I'm like, you foul spirit, get out of here. And that thing left, and my shoulder was fine. Listen, your ailments are not real. Most of them are not real. Some of them are a result of an issue or invoked because of something you did. Maybe you fell down the stairs and hurt your ankle. But most of that stuff is demonic. And if you're struggling right now, God wants to set you free. I see him. I see him. I saw earlier, and I'm seeing it now, the breath of God. The breath of God. That's a creative force. It's the only creative force that every knee bows to, including trees, waves, grass, and hopefully you. That breath can heal you, deliver you, and set you free. And I saw the breath of God come through. It came through on me early today, and whoa! And I saw it heal people. Just the breath of God heal. You know, there's like this dust on people, the sleepiness, the slumber. The mind. Some of you are struggling. I saw God heal us earlier. Some of you are struggling with dementia, early signs. Listen, any sign is not God's sign. So listen, dementia, Alzheimer's, any brain fog, I command it to go right now in the name of Jesus. I command your cells to fire correctly. I command your brain to come alive. And I remind your body and your soul that you're made in the image of God.
Yes.
Sickness has no hold on us. I see some people, I see sickness like on people's ankles. And I'm seeing, you know, it's like a nipping dog trying to hold on. Kick that thing off. God is releasing healing in here. And if you feel that God is touching you, stand up. Now here's where it gets fun. Oh, not me. Someone will notice me. Listen. Listen. The boldness of God is in this room tonight. Receive his boldness. I don't know what happened, how we believed a lie that it's not polite to stand up and receive from the King of Kings.
Come on.
Yeah.
Receive. Receive. What is it that you need? You talk to him. And then you command it to come in. You struggling with migraines? Migraines go in the name of Jesus. Did I release that word about the jaw yet?
No.
No.
I saw somebody, and it's probably more than one because I saw it a couple times, somebody has an issue of a jaw misalignment. I saw Jesus touch your jaw and put it back in place perfectly. I saw new teeth come in. I saw people with rotten teeth get instantly new teeth. Hallelujah. You know, there are body parts in heaven. There are body parts in heaven that have your name on it. Oh, no, I don't know if I deserve it. You don't. Let me just tell you, you don't. But your loving Father sent Jesus to redeem you so that you do get it.
Yes.
So I saw hips. I saw a couple hip conditions in here. If you, oh, there it is. I break the hold of arthritis. Right now, I loose it off your body in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Go.
Thank you.
Go. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. The whole earth is filled with his glory. Holy, holy, holy. Holy is the Lord. I see a release right now. I'm seeing like bones that were mended together but not right. I'm seeing injuries that healed but not to perfection. I'm seeing angels right now. I command every bone, every bone, every bone that is out of alignment into alignment right now. I command every bone that healed improperly to be restored in the name of Jesus to God's original intent. What's the word?
Intent.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's more. I'm seeing the body parts. I'm seeing a hip joint. I'm seeing a leg. Come on. Who wants that? Who's been struggling? Hey, there's a kneecap. Hallelujah. I'm seeing metal melting and dissolving out of your body right now in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing the creative working power of Jesus Christ right now. I command all the metal to lose its grip, lose the memory of it, and I command angels, new body parts, straight from heaven, new body parts, put them in place, put them in place. Put them in place. Tissue. I speak to you. I see somebody with... I see the picture. Autoimmune disorder. I speak to your cells, and I command them to line up with the Word of God. I command the cells, the bad cells, to leave right now. You're not welcome in these bodies. You have no hold and you must go. I release the healing power of Jesus Christ into your cells, into your joints, into your tissues, into your bloodstream in the name of Jesus. I saw eyesight. Here we go. Who has a problem with their eyes? Who wants new eyes? Actually, take it. So some of you will get heat. Some of you will just... you know, fall out, and some of you will wonder if this is really true. We'll testify. We'll testify. Who's testifying right now? Who just got healed?
My elbow got healed tonight.
Praise the Lord. What was wrong with your elbow?
It was out of alignment.
How long?
Amen.
I don't know.
You've had it for a long time?
No.
A day?
Sure.
And now today it's better?
Yeah.
The presence has healed you.
I didn't even know it was wrong.
The presence.
Yes, and I felt it shift. I didn't even know it was wrong, and it shifted, and it worked better.
Oh, I get it. You know, he knows everything.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sometimes we settle. We're like, well, I got this little thing, and I've had it since I was five. No. Original intent is what we're taking from you tonight. Father, we receive the original intention of everything you created us to be. We receive it by faith. We receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing containers of his power being poured. I see the angels are pouring containers of his power over you. And I have to remind you, there's nothing too big for God.
Amen.
Who's testifying? Who's got a healing? Who's got a creative miracle?
My jaw. I have had problems with grinding my teeth, and my jaw was really hurting today and very tense, and I kind of...
Who did it?
Jesus.
My jaw. It had started to feel recently like if I would open it wide, it would like lock and hurt really bad. And the dentist asked me if I grind my teeth. I said, I don't know, I'm sleeping. But my tongue, I would wake up lately with a lot of pain, biting down really hard, and I have full movement of my jaw.
Awesome. Who did it?
Jesus.
Also, right when you said eyes, I'm receiving it all already. You came into more of a focus, so I say 2020 vision.
Yeah, I want 2020.
So, let's talk about the eyeballs. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yeah.
Amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength. His joy contains healing power. Is compassion. There's none like it. There's nothing like it. I'm waiting on the eyes. Because it's... Sometimes things delay. And you just watch things battle out. You hold back and tuck in and watch things fly around. Stuff leaves. And so a lot of that's happening right now. Some of you have settled in to, well, I've worn glasses since I was five. God can't heal me. Oh, really?
Yes, he can.
No. He can grow a limb out.
That's right.
Here's the thing. I command all pressure behind your eye socket to be normalized right now. I break the hold off your vision. I break it right now. I command perfect vision. I command all floaters, all squigglies, anything that is not of God and God's original intent must go.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ears. 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 Do you hear? Can you hear? Hear? I'm just saying what he's saying. God is going to heal your ears right now. He said it. He's doing it right now. I don't have to touch you. He's doing it right now. Receive the healing straight from heaven. Receive the healing straight from heaven. I release his healing power into your ears. I command all debris to leave in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Debris? Oh, debris. That's a funny word. That'll get everyone laughing. That's an old work story. I do that one on purpose. I was thinking about this earlier today when I was on the floor, too. How do you know yours is right?
Good one.
I'm messing with you. Okay. There's somebody in here who has a lung infection. And there's a rattle, and it's bacterial. I hear bacterial. Right now I curse the bad bacteria, and I command the good bacteria to grow in the name of Jesus. Oh, ha! I'm not sure if you're in the room or if you're on the thing there, but I just had a flash of a mesh. Somebody has a mesh, and it's a mess. And the Lord is going to supernaturally remove it and heal your organs right now. He's going to put them back in place. He's tucking them in right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Don't doubt and receive it, because it is. It is. Because he is. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I have a scripture. This one I love. I was in a lot today, but I don't know if I bookmarked it. I probably didn't. Okay, I'll just go by the Holy Spirit. God is calling back the lost family members.
Oh,
the wayward. I saw it today, and it's in Isaiah, in Isaiah 43, somewhere in there. And when I saw it first, and then he confirmed it with his word. And I release right now his word. It's true. Right now, we call back the lost and the wayward. We call them back right now, and we call them into the kingdom of God. We call them to be positioned into the will of God. We call them back right now. Oh, wayward one, come home. Oh, wayward one, come home. Oh, one that doubts, who doesn't believe, who was hurt because of the church. We call you back into the center of the love of God. Come back. Come back. Woo, Shakana. Did it just get really hot in here? God is calling you higher. He's got to get us ready. Let me tell you about the two angels. I didn't share this part, but I knew those angels. They visited me many years ago when I was struggling. I wasn't obedient to the Lord. He would tell me to do something, and I wouldn't do it. He'd say, go pray for so-and-so, and I'd be like, I ain't doing that. You know, truthfully. And then the devil would say, you call yourself a Christian? And he would pummel me. Well, it was kind of like that. I was supposed to pray for somebody, but I had too much, what will they think? You know, fear of man, pride, it's false pride.
Yeah.
And what happened was, two angels came and visited me. The whole room was filled with angels. I was in a hotel room. Two angels came. And they picked me up and put me in position and gave me a document that I was supposed to give to somebody. Now, is this too much for you?
No, keep going.
Is it time to start going after the better things in God?
Yes. Yes.
Do you know how you do it?
Yes.
It's through relationship. It's dying to your idols, dying to your stupid, low-level dreams, and doing the great exchange, receiving everything he has for us. We tend to weigh, well, I don't know if that's really going to, you know, I don't know if God's got my back. Listen, he made your back. He's not going to leave you. Unless you reject him. And Lord, please, I pray if there's anybody who's on the fence, I see it. I see it right now. There's people who are on the fence. They've been hurt. They've experienced trauma, and the enemy's whispering and saying, God's not good. Look at that. Listen to me. Those are lies. If you take the challenge tonight, here's my heart, Lord. Here's my heart, Lord. Show me your truth. He will. And your voice activates the coming of him. To show you truth. Even if you're blind, he'll show you truth. Even if you can't hear, he'll find a way, because he's so good. And he's cheering you on. He says, come on. Come on. I want to commune with you. I want to love and be in love with you. He wants us to fellowship. Any great work of God comes from fellowship. If you see somebody talking about themselves, and how great they are, and how many whatevers they did. If it's not focused on Jesus Christ, Watch the fruit. Watch the fruit. Yeah. And we're going to see fruit. We're going to see lots of fruit. We are in a season of acceleration of both good and evil. And it's important to be in God's kingdom, in God's camp, on your watch. And here's the thing. You can't do it by your flesh. Some of you are like, okay, I heard this message and I'm going to do it. Listen, you have to have the Holy Spirit. You need the grace of Jesus to even show up because your flesh is weak. But you can master your flesh. You can discipline it. You guys have heard me say this. How do you discipline my flesh? I deny it food. I find out what it's really made of. And then I subdue it. And as I do that, God's watching. And then he's giving me strategies and he's opening up things. And I'm going to tell you something. His presence is better than any earthly food. It really is. You know, Jesus had food that we didn't know of. Well, some of us do. Some of us eat from the food of heaven and drink from the living waters. God's inviting you tonight. God's inviting you tonight. God's inviting you right now. Will you say yes to him? Say yes.
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 You think you got it all together? I'm asking the Lord to bring angels to mess you up. To mess up your hair, so to speak. Listen, we have to move on basic elementary stuff. We need to be equipped with the army of God and be aligned with him to bring forth revival and change in America and the nations. Do you remember the day when you would watch a Christian TV channel? Maybe it was Voice of the Martyrs or you know, I've seen it on all kinds of channels, where they talk about the Christians being persecuted. And the ones that survived, they talk about the battle of the flesh that they had to go through because they were tormented. They were tortured. And they would get bitter in their heart, and then they would cry out to Jesus, and he would heal their bitterness. He would take it away, and he would commune with them while they were being tortured. There's not one thing that Jesus will not show up for, but you have to ask him. I'm telling you, I'm just saying. Did you hear me? You heard it in the spirit. You heard it in the spirit. It'll manifest in the natural, but I'm not saying it. But it's true. I hear some of you saying, just say it. Listen. Shift, shift, sift, sift, toss, toss. I thought they were a Christian. I thought they loved Jesus. Yikes! They're the demon. They're possessed. Is this too hard for you? Listen, we're going to see people drop away, and I don't want anybody dropping away. That's right. We need the help of the Holy Spirit. This is tough. I like the glory cloud, like, you know, peace. But here's the thing. The raw power of Jesus Christ is real. And when you connect, you're transformed. I remember 2008. I was in a prayer line, crying out to be changed and delivered. I didn't even know how badly I needed it, but I needed it. And I remember when I got prayer, it was an Edgar Bailey meeting and Holly was doing the prayer line. I'm not casual. And when I go for a prayer, I'm not talking to my neighbor and asking where we're going for pizza afterwards. I'm crying out, Lord, you got to deliver me. Lord, you got to change me. Lord, I need to hear from you. Lord, I don't understand what's going on. I do the things I don't want to do. Help me, help me, help me. That's my heart. And when I went up for prayer that night, I don't even know if Holly touched me. I don't remember. But I went flying backwards and up a step onto the platform. I had an amazing experience. I traveled to heaven. Now, my body was still here on earth because people said my body was still here. But I traveled at the speed of light, faster than the speed of light. I had coals touched on my lips. Those were angels helping me. I was told things. I was changed. I was rattled. I couldn't eat. God is preparing the bride. God is preparing the bride. God is preparing the bride. But you've got to show up. You got to show up. Will you go to heaven? Will you have a try? I hope so. I hardly ever share this, but he breathed into my lungs that night. And when he did, there was some stuff I was struggling with. And when he breathed into my lungs were on fire. I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to combust. His power is real, and it's raw. It's transforming. It's life-changing. Go to the altar. Cry out. Repent if you need to repent. And believe God's word. When I came back from heaven, it was 45 minutes later. I felt like 1 second. And I traveled so fast. You know those bungee jump things? You know those that they shoot you up and you're in a swing? It was like that, but only that was like nothing. I soared so fast. I could feel the wind blowing my hair back. I had long hair back then. I could feel my cheeks blowing, like pushed back. I was like, you know, and when I landed, it wasn't a gentle land, let me just tell you. It wasn't like, oh, I'm landing on a cloud. No, it was thump, okay? I think I went too fast. Here's the thing. 45 minutes later, I was undone. Today is like yesterday. God's not a respecter of time. We're the ones who limit time. If you have a promise from God, fight for it. Who are you fighting? Your flesh. Who are you fighting? Your false beliefs. Bind the devil and he will flee. Bind darkness and it'll go. There's like an opening right now. It's easy. It's like butter spreading on some white bread. I know that's not good for you. But every one of you probably had white bread when you were a kid, so you can see the visual. Soft butter on white bread.
Wonder bread.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Wonder what it is.
That's how it is right now. The season is ripe. Can't you feel it? Can't you see? Do you hear the invitation of the Lord tonight? Some of you just need to rededicate. You've been in and out and in and out and in and out. You're like a yo-yo. Yo. God's not mad and he's not judging, but cut the string and lay at the feet of the cross and cry out for deliverance. Cry out for truth. And he will, because he does.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.